The pre-election debate in Jamaica last evening saw the matter of a fixed election date being posed of both the Prime Minister and the leader of the Jamaica Labour Party and the leader of the minority People's National Party. This is WAVS News.
We went about putting in place a constitutional reform commission that would bring all the considerations for constitutional reform under an expert review. That expert review was thwarted by the opposition. So, yes, these considerations were considered from 2016, but the reality of our constitutional arrangement made us take a different route, which is to go to a comprehensive constitutional reform, which was frustrated by the opposition.
Prime Minister Dr. Andrew Holness. This is how Mark Golding, the leader of the People's National Party, answered the same question.
The flip-flopping from the Prime Minister is manifest. They were supposed to have impeachment. There's no impeachment. Fixed election day, no fixed election day. Ring fencing the NHT, they have taken over $130 billion out of the NHT.
Presidential candidate for a partnership for national unity in Guyana, Aubrey Norton, promising Guyanese law degree holders scholarships to attend law school if his coalition clinches victory at the September 1 general and regional elections. Law degree holders must pursue the Certificate of Legal Education at one of the Council of Legal Education's law schools in Trinidad, Jamaica, or the Bahamas. Relatives of an 18-year-old in the Borlands area of Antigua and Barbuda believe police did not de-escalate the situation before he was shot to death Wednesday evening.
This is our issue. He left all the way to work in a car, Borlands police station. But make a U-bomb in an unknown vehicle now. You're going to call vehicle. One big scam, make for understand.
Residents like this mother are left traumatized after a bullet entered the wall of her home near the shooting.
He came and said, Mommy, you know, he hear the bullet come. I said, what? He said, yeah. He said, Mommy, come. I don't hear the bullet. He hear the bullet come now. So I come down. I'm coming and start to show me. Up to now, I can't get myself.
The Trinidad and Tobago Postal Corporation announced a temporary suspension of all postal items containing merchandise or goods destined for the U.S. The suspension takes effect immediately and follows a U.S. executive order issued July 30, which eliminates the duty-free minimis exemption for goods valued at $800 or less. The Grenada Postal Corporation has announced the temporary suspension of all parcels and small package shipments containing goods to the U.S. effective immediately. The action follows the U.S. government's executive order, which eliminates the long-standing duty-free exemption of $800 on shipments entering the country. This is Winston Barnes, WAVS News.